Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Living here in California, we are all too familiar with the impacts of climate change, from extreme weather, natural disasters, warming temperatures. The list is wide and varied. But getting the word out about the impacts and being prepared can be challenging. We live in a pretty big state, over 40 million people who have diverse needs and live with different risks. So the state of California's Council for the Arts is getting creative to help get the word out. Through a grant, the agency has partnered with a songwriter and performer from Davis to produce public service announcements, or songs in this case, to raise awareness about emergency preparedness, energy conservation, public health, and more. Joining us here in studio is Rita Hosking, the voice and talent behind a handful of new PSA jingles that she likes to call Climate Country Radio. Rita, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here.
This is a treat. Okay, before we get to these new PSAs, Climate Country Radio, I would just love to start with your background. You are from California, near the Bernie area in the northeastern part of the state. When did the arts get involved in your life?
Oh, I joined my first band. I lived on Hatchet Mountain, if you know the area between Montgomery Creek and Bernie. My first band when I was about 13, called the Farmerettes, that our school cook Pauline started, and it was kind of an old time little group of girls. So I've been doing it off and on through. Amazingly, we had some music up there. It was pretty awesome.
What is it about folk music that you love?
I love how immediate and sincere it is, and how it just feels real accessible, you know. Yeah.
And now you're using those skills into this new grant that the state had provided, and you created these public service songs. How did this relationship begin? Start from the beginning.
Yeah. Well, during the pandemic, I had a whole bunch of time on my hands because, as you know, entertainers lost all their dates. So I listened to a lot of climate change podcasts and, you know, trying to learn more about the science behind everything. And I heard about a grant being offered by the state via the Upstate California Creative Corps through the California Arts Council. And I started going to a couple meetings at the Nevada County Arts Council, who was the distributor, the administrator for that section, that region. So anyway, I started learning about it, and I thought, what if I wrote some songs? Because you remember Schoolhouse Rock? A lot of people heard that. You know, I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. I thought, well, maybe I could do that with some of the messages that the state needs to get across more to our vulnerable communities that really need some tools for resilience and empowerment, you know, and joy and relief, which is what music can bring.
Yeah, and now we're here. Those songs are now available to listen, and we're going to listen to some of them. You produced six songs. Each of them have a different theme. How did you pick the themes, and what went into the inspiration behind the lyrics?
Well, the themes were basically set forth by the grant guidelines, because all the projects that were approved, at least via the Upstate California Creative Corps, had something to do with certain goals, like getting information about public health, water, energy conservation, emergency preparedness, relief, recovery, and so on. So we were given a set of goals that was very clear. And we were given target populations, vulnerable populations throughout the state that, you know, it was our job to figure out how to reach them. So these songs, I just started, it's great. It's almost as if I returned to being a child and when I wrote songs about the dog or whatever, what have you, because I thought, well, what could I just write? Okay, bad air days, smoky, you know, I'll just sing about how, oh, it's smoky. And what do you do when it's smoky? And it just came really, really with a lot of pleasure and quickly, too. It was fun.
Well, let's take a listen to Smokey.
Shut the windows, close the doors. It's so smoky. I got my ears on the radio, my eyes on the AQI. And outside, I wear my certified in 95. AKA the AQI. measure smoke particles in the air, hazardous to all, but especially children, elderly, or those with lung or heart disease. God may see, set it on recirculate. Get to work on your clean air space. Get you an air purifier. Filter MERV 13 or higher. And keep track of that.
Well, it is catchy, and that's the point.
That's what you hope, you know. I've been writing songs for a long time, and that's always one of the, you know, the great tests if it's an earworm, it sticks in your head.
Yep, yeah. Absolutely, and especially with this one, you're learning a lot along the way too. It's good that it's catchy. The next song is "Peas for Preparation." Tell us about it before we take a listen.
Well, I actually did research on all these California state websites about, you know, the Air Resources Board or Emergency Preparedness, the Office of the Governor. So I really researched what messages they had researched and put online. And I found this one page. It was a little obscure, but they called it the Peas of Preparedness. And I couldn't quite get preparedness to rhyme with very much, but I thought, preparation, I can do that. So that's how this song came about.
Yeah. Let's take a listen.
People, pets, and papers, prescriptions, you might need pictures, phones, plastic, and pewters, Apple or PC. Come wildfire or flood, snowstorm or mud, or Uncle Pete and his wife Patrice. For a prompt evacuation, the peas of preparation will help bring you peace. Another important pea is for plan, make your emergency plan. And P is for practice, practice your plan.
Pass the P's, please.
People, pets, and papers, prescriptions you might need.
I can see this being played in a classroom and students, you know, singing the song, memorizing the lyrics. Where would you like these songs to be played?
Well, I love that you say that. I made sure they were family-friendly songs, and yet they had humor. Each of them has some kind of element of humor. I was really targeting radio. That's why I called it Climate Country Radio. I see it. I know I absolutely love radio and its ability to reach populations, especially even in times of emergency. I know many of the people in the Sierras and so on around when they've undergone these public safety power shutdowns. You've got your radio on with a battery and you're listening, or there's a fire, you know. So radio is really important, especially in terms of emergency and in terms of reaching everyone. So that's my main goal. But also, it's just free to everyone. It's available on my website, ritahosking.com, and Bandcamp to listen for free and download. So I'm hoping to just send it to everybody I can and spread it around as much as possible. The guidelines of the grant are that I can't sell it during the grant period, so it won't be on Spotify or Apple Music. So it's really based on radio and word of mouth.
Well, I'm happy we're sharing it, and we also have a link to your website on our Insight page. Nice. As well. And so it's free for download, as you mentioned, also on Bandcamp and your website. Before we close, I want to end with one song, because I learned something from your public service song.
Yay.
Our Value.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that one to me was a little obscure, and I was like, hey, I got a lesson in energy conservation. So let's take a quick listen.
Sure takes a lot to heat or cool this old house.
Oh, maybe you need more R-value.
R-value? What's that?
R stands for resistance. It's how they rate insulation.
R-value.
Resistance to heat flow. Cellulose, denim and spray foam, hemp wool, mineral wool, polyiso. I don't know how long this list goes on. Anyhow, add it to your attitude.
attics and sidewalls, space where critters crawl. Since most, not all, can dampen sound right in the wall near your neighbor who snores too loud.
I love that when we're talking about emergency preparedness or energy conservation, sometimes it can be a dry topic, but you make it fun. And I can see this being so catchy and contagious. So thank you for sharing it. Before, in the last minute, I mean, you're also a very busy performer. You don't just put together public service songs, which is an amazing attribute of yours. But tell us about some of your shows that are coming up.
Oh, lots of shows. The next thing coming up is I'm hosting a songwriting festival for the second year in a row at the Grass Valley Center for the Arts. And it's April 25th through 28th, and we usually get about 25 artists to come in and work on their songs, and we have a blast with workshops and coaching sessions and performances and stage time. So that's happening. I work for Strawberry Music Festival as an MC.
Nice.
And then I've just got tons of shows all over, mostly the north and central state. I think since the pandemic, I've stayed closer to home, which I'm actually really enjoying. So that's all on my website as well.
And I think people here enjoy that well. It's nice that you stay close. Rita, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really enjoyed having you. That is Davis songwriter and performer Rita Hosking. And we have more about her music and art, as well as the public service songs, on our Insight page. We're going to close with another single of Rita's, Net Zero Heroes. But before we go, that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.
Or you can vote them out. I'm an action, a climate action.
Yeah.
Like an action listed in a climate plan. Plans are a start, plans get heard, but without the action, they're nothing but words. Listen to the radio. Climate Country Radio.